Kunstradio, Radiokunst.
Greetings, my name is Steve Bates. Frequent City is a series created for Kunstradio that asks artists to consider the notion that radio is a social tool, that it can be a method of creating a voice, by using sound to express something of the life and times of a site or community. In simple terms, giving voice to a site or community, allowing that place to express itself, gives it power. I get really excited about the potential of radio as a method of information and art dissemination, and so look forward to Frequent City, broadcasting simple truths from a number of locations throughout the world. You're listening to Frequent City on Kunstradio.
Für Steve Bates, dem Kurator der Reihe Frequent City, ist das Radio ein Vermittlungsinstrument von sozialen Prozessen, die sich an bestimmten Orten ereignen. Der Sound einer Stadt als Ausgangsmaterial vermittelt seiner Meinung nach auch viel vom Rhythmus ihrer Bewohner, die über die Transformation der Sounds in das Radio auch so etwas wie eine kollektive Stimme erhalten. Genau das ist es, was Steve Bates immer wieder von Neuem fasziniert, nämlich die Möglichkeit, das Radio als Instrument der Informationsübertragung genauso zu nutzen wie als Ort, an dem Kunst passiert. Integraler Bestandteil des Radios, und das unterscheidet es von anderen künstlerischen Aktionsfeldern, ist die Vielfalt der Stimmen. Dies und der Umstand, dass es parallel zu Alltagsaktivitäten existiert, verleiht ihm, davon ist Steve Bates überzeugt, ein einzigartiges Potenzial als Instrument zur Entwicklung einer dynamischen Produktion und Distribution von Kunst. Im ersten Teil der heutigen Sendung hören Sie eine weitere Folge von Still Space Dead Air, eine Reihe akustischer Reflexionen über die Abwesenheit von historischen Plätzen, Orten oder Gebäuden der kanadischen Radiokünstlerin Jermaine Coe. Im zweiten Teil begeben wir uns in das Reich der Kindheitsfantasien von Anna Fritz. In der Clandestine Transmission of Pirate Jenny entdeckt sie den kleinen Mann, der im Radio wohnt. Zurück zu Still Space Dead Air, einer Serie von Field Recordings von Jermaine Coe. Jedes der circa 3 Minuten langen Stücke ist einem historisch bedeutenden Ort gewidmet. In Still Space Dead Air kommt es zu einem Spannungsfeld zwischen der historischen Dimension eines Ortes und seiner akustischen Abwesenheit. Die Stille der Gegenwart eröffnet so einen Raum in die Vergangenheit.
Die heutige Aufnahme entstand in Toronto an der Stelle, von der man annimmt, dass hier früher der Garrison Creek in den Ontario See mündete. Ganz in der Nähe befinden sich auch die Reste eines ehemaligen britischen Forts. Im späten 19. Jahrhundert wurde das frische Wasser vom Garrison Creek in unterirdische Kanäle geleitet. Das Flussbett wurde aufgefüllt und begrünt und an manchen Stellen auch bebaut. Auch die Uferlinie wurde nach und nach aufgeschüttet, sodass die ehemalige Mündung heute rund 100 Meter landeinwärts liegt. Die Bevölkerung fordert, dass Teile des Flusssystems wiederbelebt werden. Über diesen Ort verläuft etwas erhöht der Gardiner Expressway, eine Schnellstraße, die das Seeufer von der Stadt trennt. Die Aufnahme für das heutige Stück wurde am 21. Oktober 2001 gemacht, an jenem Tag, an dem die Stadt einen neuen Plan zur Umgestaltung der Seepromenade vorgelegt hat.
Am Beginn von Still Space Dead Air hören Sie noch eine kurze Einführung von Jermaine Coe.
Still Space Dead Air is a series of audio samples taken in various cities. These recordings provide quiet moments to reflect upon the past uses of the particular sites and to witness their present states. The following recording was made in Toronto at the approximate place where Garrison Creek once emptied into Lake Ontario, near the remains of one of the first British forts in the area. In the late 19th century, the fresh water from Garrison Creek was rerouted into underground sewers, the creek bed was filled in, and housing and green spaces were built above it. The original shoreline has also been built up over time, so that this place, where the mouth of the creek once was, is now a few hundred meters inland from the marinas and condominiums which now form the waterfront. There is a community-led proposal to restore parts of the Garrison Creek system as a series of parks containing ponds that would allow rainwater to be reabsorbed into the ground naturally, rather than flowing into the contaminated sewers which now pollute the lake. Above this site runs the elevated Gardner Expressway, the freeway which effectively separates the lakeshore from the city. This recording was made in October 2001, the day after the city revealed a new plan for remodeling the lakefront, a plan which would include partly dismantling and partly burying the expressway.
Wenn Sie mehr Informationen zu den heutigen Radiostücken, den Künstlern der Sendereihe Frequent City und dem Kunstradio haben wollen, dann am besten unter
kunstradio.at.
Im zweiten Teil der Sendung geht es um den kleinen Mann im Radio, eine Kindheitsfantasie, die sicher nicht nur die kanadische Radiokünstlerin Anna Fritz gehabt hat. In der Clandestine Transmission of Pirate Jenny geht es um die Kunstfigur der Pirate Jenny, die nicht nur senden, sondern auch empfangen will. Hinter dieser auf den ersten Blick einfachen Geschichte verbirgt sich die gesamte Problematik rund um die Informationsflut, die die neuen Medien inmitten einer Kommunikationsflut eben auch geschaffen haben.
The Clandestine Transmissions of Pirate Jenny is the story of one character and also the portrait of a city, an invisible city made of electrical impulses, frequency modulations, and spark speech. Pirate Jenny lives inside the radio, just as a child, I imagine there could be a theater of people inside the radio. But life for Pirate Jenny is filled with loneliness, for each radio has been downsized to contain just merely one inhabitant, one person per radio responsible for all the voices and all the music. What if one such radio person, sick and tired of the whims of the listening ears, became a mutineer? Pirate Jenny discovered how to adapt her radio to allow her to send out a signal that she hopes other people in other radios will answer. At night, when the ears have gone to sleep, she sends out her signal over the sleeping city and listens for a response. All the radio samples from AM, FM, and shortwave radio were recorded in Montreal, Canada, and so we hear Montreal not as composed by the daily sounds that its inhabitants make in analog space, but by tapping into the constant oscillations of sound that fill the atmosphere invisibly.
The Clandestine Transmissions of Pirate Jenny ist die Geschichte einer Person und das Porträt einer Stadt, die ständig von unsichtbaren elektrischen Impulsen und Modulationen umgeben ist. Pirate Jenny lebt in einem Radio. Als Kind habe ich immer geglaubt, dass es dort so etwas wie ein Theater mit kleinen Menschen darin gibt. Es ist ein ziemlich einsames Leben. Die Geräte werden immer kleiner, sodass der Platz in einem Radio meistens nur noch für eine Person reicht. Eine Person, die in jeweils einem Radio für alles zuständig ist. Für die Musik genauso wie für alles, was gesprochen wird. Pirate Jenny hat ihr Radio so adaptiert, dass es Signale sendet, die auch andere Menschen in anderen Radios hören. In der Nacht, wenn alle schlafen, sendet sie ihre Signale über die Stadt und hofft auf Antwort. Alle AM, FM und Kurzwellenfrequenzen, das Ausgangsmaterial der Radiosamples zu diesem Stück, wurden in Montreal aufgenommen. Wir hören Montreal aber nicht von den Geräuschen, die uns während des Tages umgeben, sondern es ist der unsichtbare Sound, der alle Räume durchdringt.
Are there little people who live inside the radio? If I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
Free Radio Relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond.
This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible. And so for nearly a century, we've served the ears, but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now I've adjusted my methods. Fault seems to lie in the technology itself. This radio is an apparatus for distribution, for mirror sharing out of sound. So if I change this from distribution to communication, if I knew how to receive as well as transmit, and how to let a listener speak as well as hear, well then I've got to hear somebody sometime soon. So I monitor all the bands for signals, and I send my message over and over.
Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is Free Radio Relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please copy to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves for your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at Free Radio Relay. Please respond.
Thank you.
I'm all alone in here. I'm not on the radio. I'm in the radio. And I want out. Jenny coming to you after hours on Free Radio Relay. We're receiving nothing but static for now. If you can hear this message and can't respond, please send more static. Listening out there, any of the old crew, any of the old people who used to be in the radio with me, do you remember how it was? Do you remember when there were many of us? We're not alone. Do you remember what it was like to play music for yourself, for each other, not for the ears? Even the war was exciting. Then one day that all changed. Do you remember that? If you're listening to this in your black box, do you remember what that was like? Do you remember the first time we got reduced, that we were transferred to smaller radios, that the spaces shrank? Do you remember that? Do you remember when there were just three of us, two of us, one? Or are you so numbed that you think this is the only way to be? Are you listening out there? Longer hours, less time to rest on the air all the time. And then finally, so little, all alone. But now they only turn me on twice a day, even. All I want to hear is news, weather, sports. No radio plays, no stories, no serials, no nothing. All the old friends are like shadows now, moved on. Downsized, laid off, obsolete. If any of you can hear me out there, please respond. Come in.
because there's a
twist. In 1930, Rudolf Arnheim wrote that the effect of radio was basically at the level of the body. Faced with no body, the ensuing listener response is anxiety.
I hear voices.
On the coast,
but there's no breathing.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay, 49.50 MHz. We're still waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time. Weather every 9 minutes. Traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio. But no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio, talk radio, talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, it's Steve.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
Please respond, 49.850 MHz, this is Free Radio Relay, this is an SOS.
sometimes I feel like maybe my whole life is a dream that the ears are having. Some nights I just listen and hope for a message I can understand. Just scan the broadcast horizon for some kind of sign.
alten Geist,
Sean Pye 13,
unsere alten Seele in uns haben, und vergessen Sie nicht,
that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, K-N-O-W, know what, that ye have, H-A-V-E, have what? Everlasting life, eternal life. God says you can have eternal life. God says you can know for sure that you have eternal life.
Sünde gelüsten, und zwar mit Leib und Seele. Und da wird es nicht helfen, weil wir immer noch in unserer ganzen Persönlichkeit die Lust des Fleisches in uns haben. Darum ist es erforderlich, dass Gott und die Menschen akzeptieren. Das ist durch die Tatsache erwiesen, wenn wir den Körper verlassen. Wir erhalten eine ganz neue Seele und ein neues
Leben. Not as a reformed saint, but as a sinner. And believe that I shed my blood for you and put your trust in me now.
Das ist durch die Tatsache erwiesen, wenn wir den Körper verlassen, leben und regieren wir in unserem Seelenzustand mit Christus im Himmel. Auf diesem Gebiet werden wir ganz neu, wenn wir erlöst werden.
So why shouldn't I be angry? I sit here night after night, night after night. This is Pirate Jenny on Free Radio Relay. If you're receiving the signal, please respond. Over and over again. Every night. Why shouldn't I feel despair? But take refuge instead. Why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I just have no sound at all?
I like it when you get two or three radio stations on the AM dial all the way to the left where they come in and start blending with each other. And the mind, I mean, immediately if you don't turn it off and leave it on, the mind tries to facilitate. You can't really enjoy that. Because, you know, it can never happen again and just like that.
Some nights I just listen and wait for some kind of sign.
Hallelujah! And understand all mysteries and all knowledge.
And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, even if a person could have all faith so that they could remove mountains, and if they have not charity, meaning the God kind of unconditional love, the word said, I am nothing.
Some nights, I cast my voice out on the broadcast horizon. Some nights, I just listen and hope for a message I can understand. I send my call signal over and over. Some nights, I just listen.
Thank you. is speaking his word.
Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You yourself can call into existence those things that be not as though they be. Hallelujah. That name, hallelujah, to cast out devils? Are you using that name to speak in new languages? Are you using that name, hallelujah, if you were to take up serpents, if you were to drink anything deadly, that it would not hurt you? Are you using that name that you would go and lay hands on the sick and see them recover? Because, hallelujah, the word is there so that you would go forth with that authority, all power of rule. Dominion.
Thank you.
What name, hallelujah, that you're standing on, that faith in that name that moves mountains. Hallelujah.
This is Pyro Jenny coming through on Free Radio Relay.
In the world which is to come. Know who you are.
Of this program, God bless you. Until we meet again in Radio Land.
Dans les cas de défense des droits de l'homme, je pense qu'il est dans une situation
dangereuse.
This is Pirate Jenny coming to you after hours on Free Radio Relay. Does anybody hear me? Anyone? Please respond. Thank you.
Das war The Clandestine Transmission of Pirate Jenny von Anna Fritz. Wenn Sie mehr Informationen zur heutigen Sendung haben wollen, dann unter www.kunstradio.at. Technik Rainer Kaiser, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann und Barbara Schröder, Sprecherin Monika Maria Pavel und als Moderator verabschiedet sich Andreas Wolf.